Yikes. I didn't even like really give myself a 3, 2, 1. I kind of just pressed play and I was like, let's go. Okay. Hi. It has been a while since we last spoke one-on-one here. My eyes are on the book Chakras for Self-Care right now that I bought at Five Below many, many months ago, and I have not even read a single page in that book. So that's probably going to be my next read because for some reason, I mean, I've been wanting every single book on my bookshelf, I've been wanting to read for some years, some months. Some are fairly new, some I've read halfway or chapters in. But for some reason, and the amount of books on my shelf, I mean, I should have read them all within the last 10 years. But within the last 10 years, I've been stuck on the same books and I've only read maybe a few. So, what does that say about me as a person? Well, let's see. It says that my discipline sucks, which is not a lie. It is the truth. My discipline sucks booty. I don't know if that's appropriate and if I'm going to leave that in the podcast, but you know, I said it and I need to work on it. And I am working on it because I'm becoming aware of it. And once you become aware of something that you need to work on after reflecting upon it, you can start to take actions one step at a time, every single day, every single moment to change that habit, to change that discipline, and to replace them with a better you, someone who's not gonna half butt themselves.
That
I
was.
really don't know where I'm going with this, but anyways, my goodness, I feel so. I don't even know where to begin. Like, that's how much is going on in my head right now. And I feel like many people can relate to that, you know? So I don't even know where to begin with you, but I think the important thing is that I'm beginning again. And I've said this many times before and probably have said it on the podcast, but I think it's important to give yourself that. To give yourself a chance to begin again, even if you think you don't deserve it, even if you think that there's no hope, which is not a thought that should be on your mind. And if it is, then we need to heal. We need to heal. I just feel like so much has happened. I'm gonna stop beating around the bush because I feel like that's really what I'm doing is when I'm just talking about nothing and going in circles and trying to just be inspirational. I am an optimistic person, but it's hard to be a naked optimistic person. And that's what I'm trying to do because I think when you're optimistic, something leads you there. Something leads you to optimism. Some are naturally wired that way. I think I'm a little bit of both, which gives me that optimistic, but also like afraid to be naked side because I think because I'm trying to find light with all the darkness that I have, it's freaking hard because it's a lot. And it's stuff that I have not healed from. Am healing, trying to understand, maybe can't even understand. I don't know. I don't know where I stand with it all, but it's there. And It's only been 6 minutes of this episode, and I feel like I've been here for 20 minutes. Oh my God. I feel like we're talking about nothing right now. Okay.
Focus, Simran.
It's been a very rocky 26 years. Kidding. Okay. No. If you guys have listened to episodes from when I first started this podcast, you know that I was in a very unhealthy and toxic and abusive and manipulative and loving and passionate at the same time relationship. And God, it really took a toll on me. So much. I learned so much in that about myself, about love. I did not even speak the word love until I was like in college. You know, I didn't believe in it. And so to have met someone where I experienced it, but also experienced everything that I hated love for. And so that really messed me up. We're healing. It's an ongoing journey. It takes time. We're healing. There's a lot more to that that I will share eventually as we grow. As I grow, as I heal. That was my first love. And my first heartbreak. And it sucks. And there's so many people that have gone through heartbreaks. And I hear all these crazy stories. And I'm like, how do you allow yourself to go through that? You know, I know why you allow yourself to go through that. Or maybe this is one of the reasons, because this is why I allowed myself to go through it. I, at the time, did not see my worth, and I didn't love myself and see myself and hear myself. And I was starting to again before this happened, which is the weird part. I was starting to, but I feel like there was this lesson that I needed to learn. Or perhaps it was a test and I failed, but I didn't because I'm also a lot wiser coming out of it. So maybe it happened the way it's supposed to. I don't know how you want to see it, but how I choose to see it is I believe in love more than anything now. I'm afraid of loving, but I believe in it. And before it was just, I didn't even believe in it. And I was afraid of it. I hated it, actually. So I think that's a step up. Yeah, this podcast is really going nowhere. So I'm going to end it for the night. I'm just not in the mental space currently. I'm sorry. But we will pick up again tomorrow and see how it goes.